It's the worst time of the year for most of us on the show. Actually, for all of us on the show. And it's because we give each other New Year's resolutions. Things that we think that person should be working on. And most of the time, it's things that we don't even realize that we're doing that annoy other people. But today, it's Jason Goodman's turn. And we've got more resolutions, this time just from some listeners calling in right now.
Let's go to Chris. Chris, what is your New Year's resolution for Jason Goodman?
Jason? The more I listen to this show, the more I feel like I'm you, just less money and taller. You just keep doing you.
Thank you.
Less money and taller.
Thank you.
Just like you, but tall and not wealthy.
Got his message in there and some slams. Yeah.
And then should we call Matt?
Let's see if we can get
Matt sick today.
It's a little unfair that...
Yeah.
Jason will get
and
off.
It's not fair then if Matt does it that he's not even in person here. He can say whatever he wants behind the phone.
He can be a coward and not look me in the eyes.
Also, he doesn't feel well, so maybe he'll be a little bit more grouchy and
and emotional.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad calling when he's sick, but
we need him.
Yeah.
Come on.
We will call him twice and then we'll give up.
I should have him a text.
Katie texted him.
One more time.
One more time.
Make him think it's an emergency. The whole station is burning down. We can't do this without you.
Which would be a very, very plausible situation.
Yeah. Squeezing control. The control room is on fire.
He's screening the phone call. It's taking forever. Get in here.
He didn't have it on Do Not Disturb.
Yeah.
Wonder if he's at the doctor. Didn't he say his son is...
It'd be kind of early for the doctor. I mean,
it's 8. They open 8.
That depends.
You reached that well.
Maybe he just lied to us.
I mean, he can still respond via text. All right. Well, my New Year's resolution for you, Jason, is to not be a biznitch about everything.
But that narrows it down.
Specifically.
Do you have an example?
You know, it's like somebody's like, what's your favorite movie or what's your favorite food of all time? Man, there's 1,000, and then trying to think of one, and all of a sudden you can't think of anything.
It's hard.
But don't just think in general, though.
No. My one for you, for real, is to stop thinking. I don't know if you...
Wait a minute. You just got that bitch...
This goes along with it.
Business, whatever you say.
This goes along with it because it's your attitude with it sometimes.
Mm.
Is you... talk to people like they're stupid.
And they are sometimes.
Sure, they might be.
To you.
There'll be sometimes, and I'm not fighting with you at all. Like, I don't know. And I'm like, wait, I don't understand. Like, how does it work? You're like, what do you mean you don't understand? How do you not understand this? It's like very condescending.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, first of all, I'm
asking. Are you Carol?
Yeah, I'm being vulnerable.
I don't hear you say that to me.
It extends into your soul.
Who are you, Carol?
but I'm saying. It's not like it happens a lot, but I'm like, I don't understand. Like, you're like, what do you mean? How do you not even understand this? I can't believe you don't understand this.
When do I do that to you?
It was something with the computer one time. I was like, it was brand new. We had it for like a week. And I was like, well, wait, I was trying to put it in here, but I don't understand. You're like, how do you not understand that? And I'm like, we just got it.
Uh-huh.
You're like, it's so simple. And then it's like, so simple because you understand it.
Uh-huh.
But when you got your iPhone, we made fun of you, but it's like, how do you understand? I know you don't understand it because you just got it.
Hmm.
So don't talk.
Do you agree with that, Katie?
Yes.
You do?
I don't think I could agree with it more.
Are you kidding me now?
No.
How about being more self-aware in the new year?
When have I ever done it to Kate? First of all, I don't remember you. And if it is, it's one time we were probably in the middle of an argument.
It wasn't an argument. I even said it doesn't happen all the time. I literally said it doesn't happen all the time. But when in those instances, I said I wasn't arguing with you. I was asking a simple question, then saying, wait, I don't. Well, I did this, but it didn't work. And you're like, it's so easy.
Yeah. Now, you don't necessarily talk to me that way all the time, but you absolutely talk to Jared that way.
Yeah.
And I witnessed it. But
really?
You just get more defensive.
You get like defensive when I'm trying to clarify
good
something.
Example, that was a good example.
Yeah.
I just don't understand how you guys don't get me.
I think we do get you.
We do get you. We just don't want to.
Do you agree with that statement?
Yeah, I would say so. Because there might be a time where it's me and you in the studio, and I'll ask you a question about, why do we stop spinning this song? And you start going into like the details about this, that rating and that number. I'm like, well, what does that number mean? You're like, what the hell, Squid? How don't you know what this means?
How long have you been here? Yeah. You don't know that? It's like, well, if he's asking, then he's asking.
Uh-huh. And then also you do, not to pile on, but you do.
This has to be the same.
It is. It's in the same vein. You do maybe you could position it as joking, although I'd feel deep down inside you're not. That, like, let's say I'm doing something, like I'll run the board for some time. Do you even know how to do that? I'm like, yes.
That's right. Funny because I complimented Katie on running the board before.
You did. But yes. I'm just giving an example of, or what's another?
You're like loading audio or something. Yes. Are you even sure how to do that?
Do you know how to do that?
Yeah. And yes. I don't know if you're saying it because it's for your own anxiety just to make sure. But it's like,
saying that for two things. One, I'll typically say when I notice you don't typically might do something, I'm like, just so if they may need help, somebody needs help. Because I might say, like, I'm used to doing
that. That's helpful to know.
What is?
Right there. That's where you're coming from.
Well, yeah. And
I know certain situations he's definitely doing because it's just, it helps calm his mind and make sure we're on the same page.
That thing, too, is just, I'm just making sure that I don't have to think about it.
But then it goes back to what Katie said.
But like, I will say, let me get this point. Sure. I will say this. If you say yes to me, then I'm confident and relaxed and I let it go.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Now, I did that recently. And guess what I got for it?
What?
A slap in the face. Because I was like, Squid, you know how to load the... load certain things in the wide orbit thing. Uh-huh. And he's, I got it. And then I listened over the weekend one time, and I almost drove my car off a bridge.
Like, you're all against me. I'm an idiot.
They lied to my face.
So the truck gets cut down. And I'm like, I know you think you know how to do it, but obviously you don't.
Why do they want to sabotage me?
All right. We're all friends here.
We are. This is fun.
Yeah. It's fun when it's not our day.
Yep.
Josie's calling in for some reason.
That's good. Unfair.
No, I don't
that
know.
She's just a caller.
Fair.
I don't know why she's calling in.
It might not even be our Josie.
It doesn't even,
not how many Josies are there?
I don't, there are probably a lot.
Josie who may or may not work.
There's gotta be none.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Are you calling for a New Year's resolution or what?
Well, since Matt couldn't call in because he's not feeling well, I felt that it was only fair that the other peripheral character could call in and give their New Year's resolutions for Jason. And Jason, so far I've agreed with everything said. I'm going to pile on. and you've already done it this morning when you were being given resolutions. You tend to, when somebody, you don't agree with something or someone doesn't agree with you, you lash out. I challenge you not to lash out by naming somebody else to try to take more blame, to take the blame off you. Like, well, at least I'm not like Josie.
Well, I did just say that on the air.
Yeah.
And I did make a very good point. But is there a way we can do Josie's New Year's resolutions? Shut up!
Because she's against you!
No, but can we make a Josie New Year's?
No.
Why, she didn't call him for anybody else? While you're on the phone, why don't you do one for Jared? Why don't you do
one for Matt? Our day is done.
Okay, is there any way you could do one for Katie and Jared?
Our day is done. I'm sorry, our day is done.
The day is over.
The day is over.
I feel like I tell them almost every day what I find wrong with them.
Yeah, she does.
So we do. We get it in a text.
Yeah, we get it. Right. Okay, got it.
Come on.
Yeah, so, Josie, I know you got to run. You've got a lot of work to do here. All right, bye.
That's not fair.
It's not fair because Matt didn't get to do his.
Yeah.
And you know Matt holds these odd grudges, so it could have been bad.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, whoa, where'd that come
walking
from?
Walking around on tiptoes in the hallway.
All right, so we're done with that.
It's over.
That's been close.
It's over.